Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Meister Sheni, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Balabayas, the Balabayas who separated Meister Sheni from his own Peirois. Omer, he says, I'll redeem it besela for a sela. And then, Acher Omer, someone else says, I'll redeem it for a sela. So two things. What's the bidding here? Whatever the value is, that's the value. Second of all, can I do that? Can I go over to your Meister Sheni and say, well, I'm redeeming it? I want the Kedusha from your Meister Sheni to go onto my Peiris. So what's the difference how much I offer? Am I a balabas over your Meister Sheni Peiris? So the answer to the second question is we're talking about where, if I'm the owner of the Peiris, I gave reshus for this person to redeem them. That's number one. It's not as though you can't redeem somebody else's Meister Sheni. As far as why we're even in this business of trying to see who's giving more, how come it doesn't go with the set price? So it's explained over here. We're talking about what we spoke about at the end of Mishnah Gimel. Let's say wine that began to turn into vinegar a little bit, peiros that began to rot a little bit. So you're supposed to go to three experts. Problem is, we don't have three experts. And we can't wait too long because these peiros already started to rot. If we wait any longer, there'll be nothing left. So again, we're talking about a case where the bailam are maskim, someone else should redeem it. Shaila is, who do we give it to? So balabayas, soimer the balabayas says, I'll redeem it besela for a sela. Each one is offering a sela. So like the Mishnah balabayas kaiden, balabayas gets it first. Dimnei shehu moisef chaimish, because the din is, when a balabas is paida, his own Meister Sheni, he has to add a fifth. Another person who's paida, the Meister Sheni, does not have to add a fifth. This din of a chaimish is only if you're being paida, your own Meister Sheni. The pasuk says, Ish mi maisroi, a person from his own maisris. Vim goel yigal ish mi maisroi, chamishisoi yoisev olav, he has to add a fifth. But if you're being paid to someone else's maisr, you don't have to. So that's why the balabayas will get it first, because he adds a fifth. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, if balabayas, same with the balabayas says, I'll redeem the maisr sheini besela for a sel. The Acher, another person, Oymer, says, I'll redeem it. Besela v'isser for a sela plus an isser. Zok the Mishnah, es shel sela v'isser, the man who offered a sela and an isser, kaitim, he comes first. Why? Nesha hu moisev al aker. He's adding an isser to the keren. The keren means the principal. Let me understand this. The balabayas would pay a sela plus a fifth. This person is offering a sela and an isser. Which one is more? You know how many issers there are in a sela? 96. So the owner who's adding a fifth, he's going to pay then one sela and 24 issers. And the other person's paying only one sela and one isser. So why does he get it? Zak the Mishnah neishu moisev al hakeren, because he's adding an isser to the principle. The balabas is not adding anything to the principle. It's just that when he's paid, he has to add a fifth. There are ways to get around that fifth. So when the balabas says a sela, there's no guarantee it's going to be sela plus a fifth. On the other hand, when this person says a sela and an isser, that's etched in stone, a sela and an isser. That's why he gets it first. I'd rather have a sela and a for sure isser than a sela and a maybe fifth more. Vaitrezak the Mishnah paid the Meiser Sheni Shalai, someone who redeems his own Meiser Sheni, Moisiv Olav Chamishas, he adds a fifth. Bein Shu Shalai, whether it's his, Ubein Shenitle B'matana, whether it was given to him as a gift. In other words, either it was my pears that grew on my farm, or it could be they didn't grow on my farm at all. But another person had peiros tevel before Maisa was separated from it, and he gave it to me as a matana. Now, it has to be he gave it to me before he separated Maisa Sheni, because after he separated Maisa Sheni, says the Batanura, he can't give it as a matana. At that point, it would be called Mama Gavaya. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. For whatever reason, I gave someone reshus to be poida my Meiser Sheni. And we don't have three people over here to figure out how much it's worth, and it's something that doesn't have a clear value. So who gets it? The Balabayas says a seller, someone else says a seller. The Balabayas comes first because he has to add a chaymish. When you redeem your own Meiser Sheni, you have to add a fifth. If the Balabayas says a seller, and the other person says a sella plus an iser, even though a sella and a fifth is much more than a sella and an iser, but there's a way to get around the fifth. But if he says a sella and an iser, the other person says, I'm paying for the sella and iser, that's for sure, and therefore the iser that is for sure takes precedence, he gets it over the possible chaymish. The Mishnah concluded by saying, if someone redeems his own Meiser Sheni, he adds a fifth. Whether it was his all along, or it was given to him as a matana when it was tevel, before that person separated Meiser Sheni. If it was already Meiser Sheni when he got it, that whole thing is a problem, because you can't give Meiser Sheni as a matana. It's considered Mamon Gavaya. How can you get away with paying the fifth? That we're going to see as Hashem in the next Mishnah.